The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome back, nerds. Today we are talking about chapter 25 of Voyager, House of Joy. And might I also say I'm recording this on St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope you are all out there having a pint of Guinness or two, or whatever drink, as long as you're of age, whatever drink you enjoy most. Please go out there, have a good time, be safe, and if you're listening to this today on St. Patrick's Day, again, happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh boy, this chapter. House of Joy is both a fun chapter that reintroduces us back to the world that we're in, that we're supposed to be in, for Claire and Jamie, one that tells you about the rigors of the world. We're in brothels, we have guys chasing them, we're getting in fights. There's a lot happening here. And there's, they're reconsummating their relationship, both Jamie and Claire. We're getting back into our world, but there is some problems here, especially with how Iten Cho is handled. Man, do I feel like it's funny. I feel like Iten Cho is kind of handled like a child in this chapter. Like, he cowers from Jamie because he knows he's in trouble and he can't help himself. And before all you nerds start freaking out on me, oh, this was written in the 90s, it was a different time, yada yada yada, I totally agree. I understand it. I appreciate it, but even this is independent of my, let's call it relative wokeness, from 2020 and 2021. My thought on Iten Cho is, I do love that Claire calls him by his first name, not Mr. Willoughby, which is a name, there is an inherent problem here with this is relative 2021 wokeness, a white man giving a Chinese man a more white name just so it's easier for him, and because it doesn't sound like a bad word if you mispronounce it in Gaelic. The relative wokeness there, I'm not going to go there. I don't think it's important to go there, but just how the character is handled overall in Iten Cho, I'm just not a fan. And I think I even had trouble with it in the show, but I would say that the show handles this character better than the book does. It is what it is. There's also a questionnaire for Iten Cho or Mr. Willoughby. I'll just call him Willoughby from now on. For Mr. Willoughby, if he is sober, then he is more within his control. He is more within he's able to function a lot easier and more properly, but when he's not sober, his affection for feet gets in the way. Hey man, listen, feet's feet, man. I'm not gonna yuck anybody's yum. You like feet, that's cool. Like, you do you. I'm not a huge foot guy. I'm not opposed to feet. I'm not saying feet are bad, but I feel like, feet is on, like, if I'm on a 1 to 10 scale, feet's probably like at a 4 for me. Like 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Yeah, man, I'm at like a 4. Maybe a 4.5. Anyway, because of this, and because of the fact that Willoughby's foot fetish gets in the way. We have a fight breaking out. And again, this really highlights the world that we're in. And we have fights. We have people that are looking to get paid off or can't get paid off. And Jamie tries, and it's just not happening. So they have to run away, and they run into a brothel. And Jamie's in a brothel because he is selling booze on the side, and he could get killed any day because of this. He could get found out and tried and executed any day for this. There is a lot happening here, and I love when Jamie kind of stiffens when Claire brings up the idea of why he's there, and is he that good of a customer, and bigamy and the whole thing. And what we all know now, obviously, is that Jamie is actually married to Leghair, and the fact of the matter is that he stiffens not because of the brothel, but because he knows what's coming and knows what he has to do. But I think as you're reading this, you kind of see where that stiffening comes from. And
when you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.